Stretch Code. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hi everyone, this is Drew Badger. This is the Big Scary News for episode 293. And we're going to start with some sad news from the haunted farm in Hendersonville, North Carolina. At this time, we are writing to let everyone know that the haunted farm will not be open for the 2024 season. While our business and property has experienced significant hurricane damage, we are blessed that we are alive and unharmed. Unfortunately, that is not the case for many of our friends and neighbors. We are choosing now to use our resources to focus on helping our community survive and rebuild. If able, we hope that our fans and friends will consider donating to the relief efforts through official channels and that you keep those who are suffering in your prayers. We remain hopeful and vigilant. We'll just have to scare you later in 2025. Keep up with their updates at nchauntedfarm.com. On a little lighter note, we have this news on an immersive spooky movie pajama party coming to Savannah, Georgia. Creepy Savannah and Savannah Scenic Services present an immersive spooky movie pajama party Saturday, October 19th at the Clyde venue, produced by Spooky Swap Meet. This immersive screening of a Halloween favorite spooky movie will feature live actors, raffles, photo ops, and other surprises, including popcorn and candy. But sorry, kids, this event is 18 and up only because alcohol will be available for purchase. We encourage everyone to come dressed in their comfiest jammies or other slumber party best. Bring a pillow and or a folding chair for a cushy seating option. Doors open at 7 and the screening and screaming begins at 8. Get more information at facebook.com/spookyswapmeet. We have this news from the Last Ride Hayride in Parrish, New York. We have some exciting news for our return customers. We're bringing back the hearse this year for nostalgic runs as a final farewell to the hearse. The hearse will be ran once an hour down the same trail as the hayride due to the hearse road being under construction, but there will be some differences in the ride. With that said, the hearse will be a separate ticket and only 30 will be sold every night and will only be running on Fridays and Saturdays. Also, we're bringing back blackout nights for the haunted house on Sundays. We'll be open every Friday and Saturday in the month of October as well as Sunday, the 13th. Friday and Saturday will be open 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. and Sundays from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Get more information at facebook.com/thelastridehauntedhouse. We have this news on the Ackworth Halloween Jamboree presented by Folklore Haunted House in Ackworth, Georgia. The Ackworth Halloween Jamboree is presented by Folklore Haunted House. All families looking to have a spooky good time celebrating Halloween are invited. There will be music, games, and a costume contest for all age groups. Businesses, churches, local schools, and community groups are welcome to sign up as a trunk or treat vendor. Trunk or treat spaces are $25 each with a decoration contest happening Saturday, October 19th at Logan Farm Park, 4405 Cherokee Street in Ackworth from 3 to 7 p.m. Event sponsors can contact Jordan Gonzalez at jgonzalez@ackworth-ga.gov for opportunities to support this event through sponsorship. We have this from the 31 Ink Tattoo Parlor in Bowling Green, Kentucky. We have teamed up with Offbeat Horror and Vet City Con to host a Halloween market with vendors, trunk or treat, food trucks, tattoo deals, and piercing specials. We even have guests like Santiago Cirillo from The Walking Dead and Mick Strawn from Nightmare on Elm Street, Blade, and Leatherface appearing. This will be free to attend and our way of saying thank you for all the business over the years. Happening October 26th from 12 to 6 p.m. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/31inktattoos. That's the number 31. We have this from the Westview Borough Halloween Parade coming to Westview, Pennsylvania. Halloween Parade signups are now open. Westview's annual Halloween Parade will take place on Monday, October 28th at 7 p.m. The parade will form at 6:30 p.m. at the corner of Highland Avenue and Perry Highway. Once again, this year, parade signups are happening online, and you must have a valid email address in order to sign up. This form will automatically assign you a unique registration number, which will then be sent to the email address that you entered into the form. If you're using your child, please put your child's first and last name when signing up, and please allow up to 2 to 3 business days for the email to appear in your inbox. If you're signing up more than one child, you must fill out this form more than once. Prize winners will be posted in the borough office and on the borough website on October 29th. If you have any questions, reach out to them at info@wvboro.com. We have this from the Village of South Roxana in the state of Illinois. The Village will have their annual Halloween parade Thursday, October 24th. If you or someone you know is interested in being in the parade, please contact the Village Clerk at 618-254-2086 to sign up. You must be signed up to participate. Further details about the parade will be released closer to the time of it. If you have any questions or concern, please contact the Village Clerk, and you can get more information at facebook.com/thevillageofsouthroxana. We have some more news in Illinois, this time from the Bourbon Street's annual Halloween party coming to Marionette Park, Illinois. Get ready, Chicago. The spookiest bash of the year is here. Join us on October 26th at 115 Bourbon Street for Chicago's biggest Halloween party and costume contest. This year, the best-dressed contestant has a chance to win a jaw-dropping $1,000, with second place $500 and third place $250. Sponsored by HauntedHouseChicago.com and Midnight Terror Haunted House. Featuring 3 massive rooms filled with nonstop entertainment, it's time to unleash the Halloween madness. Don't miss out on the spooktacular fun. Get more information at facebook.com/115 Bourbon Street. We have this from the Aura Haunted House in Bartonville, Illinois. Giving back to the community is one of the best parts of operating a business or event. When we were looking for causes to support, the following was high on our list. Aura Haunted House has delivered a third batch of complimentary tickets to VetTix, Veteran Tickets Foundation, and FirstTix, Tickets for First Responders. Giving back to those who have served or are currently serving our country, thank you to all who have served. Your efforts are appreciated. Enjoy your fall season with a visit through Aura Haunted House on us. To acquire your free tickets, go to vettix.org or firsttix.org and create an account. Then simply click on Tickets, Open Events, Illinois, and Haunted Attractions. There you'll find Aura Haunted House. Get more information about Aura Haunted House at hauntedpeoria.com. We have this on a Halloween parade coming to Clinton, Iowa. The Clinton Mardi Gras Halloween Parade will be on October 28th starting at 6:30 p.m. The parade route begins after the courthouse on 2nd Street, where it heads south and turns onto 5th Avenue South, heading west and ends at 5th Avenue South and 3rd Street. The quiet zone will again be implemented directly across from the courthouse. For more information and questions, visit the event's Facebook page, facebook.com/chooseclintoniowa. We have this from the Silver Raven Haunted House in Reno, Nevada. The best home haunt in Northern Nevada. Come face your fears. Clowns, spiders, total darkness, dolls. What are you afraid of? Come to the biggest, longest, scariest haunted house yet and visit Zombie Zap from 5 to 7 p.m. Come show those ghouls who's boss with the all-new event where you make the monsters afraid. Zap the targets on the monsters for a spooktacular fun time. We have Blackout from 7:30 to 10 p.m. Are you afraid of the dark? The absolute total dark? All the ghouls are waiting for you. Are you brave enough to venture through the haunted house with only a lantern to guide you? Bring one non-perishable food item per person for the Food Bank of Northern Nevada and support local families experiencing food crisis. Get more information on their website, silverravenhauntedhouse.weebly.com. We have this news from the Clovis Haunted Trail in Clovis, California. Clovis Haunted Trail is a scary outdoor walking experience designed to thrill those who love Halloween. You can expect to hear eerie music, foggy trees, and spooky lighting. Live zombies, creepy clowns, and skeletons are climbing about. There's a pumpkin patch, hay bales, and scarecrows. Of course, it's the perfect event to celebrate the harvest season with friends and family. And this year, we've teamed up with local nonprofit Arts Enrichment for All, whose mission it is to provide students in the Central Valley with education, access, and early exposure to the arts through community performances, field trips, online classes, workshops, and future career opportunities. Come out and support this fine organization. Happening for 3 nights in October, get more information at clovishauntedtrail.com. We have this news regarding the film Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. This comes to us via bloodydisgusting.com. Tim Burton and Michael Keaton reunite for Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, and the long-awaited sequel is heading home. The film debuts for purchase and rental ahead of Halloween on October 8th. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice will be available for premium digital ownership at home and for 48-hour rental via PVOD on participating digital platforms where you purchase or rent movies, including Amazon Prime Video, Apple TV, and Google Play or Fandango at home, and more. On November 19th, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice will be available to own on 4K Ultra High Def Blu-ray and DVD from online and physical retailers. It will also continue to be available to own in high def and standard definition from participating digital retailers. On November 1st, an American Sign Language version of the film will also be available at digital retailers. Additionally, a two-film collection featuring 1988's acclaimed Beetlejuice and this year's Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice will be available for digital purchase and rental and on DVD, along with an 8-film Tim Burton collection featuring Beetlejuice, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Corpse Bride, Batman, Batman Returns, Mars Attacks, Dark Shadows, and Pee-wee's Big Adventure. We have an update from CreepyCon coming to Ontario, California. Creep IE Con returns to the Ontario Convention Center January 31st through February 2nd, and we have something very special planned. Tickets go on sale October 31st at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and celeb guest reveals begin after that. Stay tuned. Keep up with updates at creepiecon.com. We have this from the High Desert Haunted House coming to Apple Valley, California. Come visit one of the biggest haunted houses in the Inland Empire with 5 haunted houses: Halloween Town, Scary Tales, the Victoria Manor, Hansel and Gretel, and the Mausoleum. They're super detailed rooms, awesome casts of characters from kids, family night, regular nights, and extreme nights. There's something for everyone. There's photo ops galore, creepy vendors, food trucks, and much more. Happening October 18th through November 1st. Get more information by visiting and following them on Instagram, instagram.com/high_desert_haunted_house, or Facebook at facebook.com/ HDHHVM. And finally, we have this from the Saw franchise. This comes to us via IMDb.com. The horror classic Saw is back to terrifying audiences once again as it celebrates its 20th anniversary this October with a special unrated re-release in theaters across the United States. Fans of the iconic film will have the opportunity to experience James Wan's directorial debut as it was meant to be seen, dark, twisted, and full of suspense, when Saw Unrated returns on October 20th and 23rd through Fathom Events. Check your local theaters for time. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you have been listening to the show over the last couple of episodes, you may have realized we have a brand new sponsor to the show. That's right. It is Woods of Terror on Church Street up in Greensboro, North Carolina. One of the best haunts in the state. They do an awful lot of really, really scary scenes. They're getting into the Christmas thing. They've even started a charity over the last year or so. You've heard this guy on the show once or twice over the past few years, and we thought we would kind of welcome him to the show and talk about his haunt a little bit. Of course, Eddie McLaren, owner of Woods of Terror. Eddie, sir, first of all, congratulations. Thank you for being a sponsor of the show, and tell us how Woods of Terror has been going so far this season.
Well, we opened up on September the 13th, and boy, we had a big crowd for that weekend. I was kind of shocked, but the numbers have been up, and I can't wait to see what the rest of the season holds.
Did you guys have a lot of rain and everything from the hurricane last week when it passed through? Did you have any damage or anything like that?
We got a lot of rain and wind, but I didn't get a lot of damage. Probably going back 12 years ago, the first one that kind of caught me off guard might have been Katrina. I can't remember which one it was, but we lost 26 trees. And it was 3 to 4 weeks worth of work.
Wow.
And since then, I've been very vigorous about instead of reactive, I've tried to get ahead of the game. So if I have any trees that are dying or leaning, we take them out. So this last storm, I didn't lose any trees. I try to take care of the property. So this year was a lot smoother. I've had two hurricanes that really affected me. So I feel for not only the people in North Carolina, but haunted houses in that area, because I've been through it several times.
No doubt. You know, there have already been some haunts that have said they're not opening this year, and some that still have not opened due to lack of power or otherwise, and still hoping to open. So, you know, our thoughts are with them, and we hope people will get out there and support those local haunts. But, of course, it does sound like people are supporting Woods of Terror opening Friday the 13th. That's absolutely a great night to open, and crowds are up, you say. That's fantastic. What's new at Woods of Terror this year? I mean, I have been watching your reels on social media about this new Baba Yaga thing you've got going on. I'm not sure exactly what that is. Heard the name for years. Don't know what exactly that is. What's new at Woods of Terror for 2024?
Well, one of the biggest additions we added earlier in the year was to the back of Mortuary. We're calling it Necropolis, and that is a very big addition, basically making my whole graveyard scene, everything inside, new building, new concrete. Actually rode down to Texas, picked up a horse-drawn carriage from the Dark Hour, and entered that into my scene. So that was our newest addition.
Nice.
And then, of course, for the last couple of months, we've been working vigorously and like crazy on the Baba Yaga house. And definitely in the biggest and most detailed attraction I've ever put in. And we're excited about it.
Is it a new attraction or is it replacing something else? Have you just added on to the trail, or is this something that, is there something that's now no longer there that may have been there a few years?
Yeah, so we had what I would have considered, you know, possibly one of my worst attractions, which was The Purge, an IP haunt. And it was a really rough piece of property, so we took out The Purge. So that'll no longer be there. And we had to do a lot of work. We had to do some land excavating, build retaining walls, a lot of work to even get prepped for Baba Yaga. So Purge will be gone, and Baba Yaga will be there from now on.
Without giving too much away, what exactly is Baba Yaga? I mean, I've heard this name bandied about for years as some, you know, prophet of some kind. Is that what you're basing it off of the legend of, or is this something new?
Probably loosely off of the, it's a Slavic witch, maybe a European witch or a Russian witch. And of course, if you leave your children out in the woods, she will gather them up and torture them and eat them. So it's definitely a witch house. And we go through different kinds of scenes that the witches may have possibly in their house. And we have some victims that have been rounded up by the witch and locked up in her lair. And so I think it's a really great attraction and a lot of different stuff that people have never seen at Woods of Terror.
It sounds good. I'm seeing a lot of haunts around the country going back to the basics like witches and things like that, and with very good results. So as I mentioned to you before we got started, I cannot wait to come out and check you guys out. I was at your Halfway to Halloween event back in the spring. It looked great, but you know, that exhibit or that scene was still under construction, and everything I saw was just fantastic. And again, you know, how many years have you been out there? You've been out there over 30, I believe. And, you know, everything just seems to get bigger and better each year. How do you keep it up?
Well, this will be our 33rd year as of October the 18th. That's my Woods of Terror birthday. But, man, we keep it up with it's really about my people, from the maintenance to the actors to the carpenters to the set designers. It's all about the good quality people that I have. And, you know, I have a good vision, I think, but it takes more than one person to make that vision come alive, and I think I have the best team I've ever had.
Yeah, you can't do it alone, especially with something your size, no doubt at all. Let's switch gears just a little bit here. About a year ago, maybe a little more than a year ago, I don't know the timeline here, you started a charity called Let's Scare Cancer because one of your fine staff had come down with cancer, had a lung removed. I believe she is doing very well at this point, in remission or otherwise. How is that going on? Is that going to be something that you're going to ramp up once the season's over as we count down maybe to Trans World? Because I know you had had a booth there last year. How is the Let's Scare Cancer charity going?
I think it's going really well. With Pandora Rose, we set a goal, and with everybody's help, we were able to meet that goal. And unfortunately, people will continue to get cancer, and there'll be somebody new this year. As of right now, we're busy with Woods of Terror, but we've already got some plans coming in. We're going to start fundraising again. And I'm sure by the time we get the funds up at a reasonable amount, there'll be somebody else coming down with something. And we just wanted to, we're going to continue that and try to keep some money in our bank account for the next person that's hurt or comes down with cancer. And so we're getting ready for that.
And is this one of these things where people can nominate somebody, maybe one of the haunt actors or one of the managers, somebody in their family has been diagnosed with cancer and you can nominate them to be the recipient of it? Is it going to be like one person a year, or is it going to be as many people as you can try to help if we have, you know, 5, 10, 20 people who are diagnosed in a particular year?
Yeah, I think if we end up with 4 or 5 people, once they've been nominated and suggested to us, we do a little bit of background, look into the situation. It could be that, you know, one year we have 4 people to help, and it could be the next year we have 1. So I think if we had 4 people, we would just try to divide the funds equally, or depending on how bad the hospital bills are. But we intend to help as many people as we can, and we hope that the numbers stay low and stays to maybe 1 person a year. But I do think there'll be several years in the future that we may need to divide it up between 2 or 3 people.
And I guess I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, how is Erica doing as of now? I'm assuming she is still working at the haunt this year.
Yeah, she's great. She took last year off, did a lot of social media and stuff from her house on the computer. But this year she's back at it and taking a little bit less of a role as far as walking the entire woods, which is, you could imagine, was extremely difficult with one lung. So, but Lord, there's so much to do at Woods of Terror between keeping the kids checked in and social media and all our guest actors rounding those up. So she's got plenty of work on her table, and she's back, and she's glad to be back, and she's been doing great.
Well, we are super glad to hear that. Can't wait to see her. Hope she's there when we are there. And I'm glad you mentioned there's so much to do at Woods of Terror. You are more than just a trail going through the woods. You've got an incredible midway. You've got games. You've got music. You've got a parade. You're a destination haunt for all intents and purposes. You know, people come to you and they buy a ticket and they stay practically all night, it sounds like, because not only is your trail take so long to go through, but it's just so many other things going on.
Yeah, we try to be that in a destination. We want to come out, and we don't mind if they stay long. It does affect our parking, but we want to make it worth their while and come out. And not only is the trail pushing over an hour this year with the addition of Baba Yaga, but we just want them to get their money's worth, and we want to entertain them solely. I think that if you come here haunt hopping, it might not be the best thing because it's really tough to do that, but this is a place you'd want to come and spend the whole night and enjoy it and don't rush through it.
And, of course, I would highly suggest you get there early, because before your doors open, you've got a lot of really special things that happen out there in the midway.
Yeah, we've been working. This is our second year on the meet and greet. If that's something you want to do, meet a lot of our icons. And we try to get as many people as we can out there. We're probably pushing 25 to 30 actors and icons that are coming out meeting and greeting the people. And, you know, it's not quite dark yet, but you get to meet the people and take some pictures. And, of course, we have the parade. And, Lord, we've built a new platform, a new DJ booth. We got a new awning that holds 20 picnic tables. And we've just added so much. Our midway's probably the nicest it's ever been. And we got, of course, we're in our third year of alcohol sales. We actually have our own line of alcohol this year. We have 3 different beers. So we've really added a lot to it. And, of course, we've added a lot to our attractions, too.
So how is the band this year? Are they still playing every night?
Yeah, I would say the band's the best it's ever been. We've been together now for... it's only really been about a year and something, but I'm helping them sing, and they sing some without me, but they're doing a really good job. And with the addition of the stage, the new stage, we added a whole new sound system. So we've upgraded so many things this year.
You know, the season's going to be over before we know it, which is unfortunate, but we still got a few more weeks for people to come out and check you guys out. But I believe you guys are doing a couple of off-season events this year. You are doing a Christmas haunt or something like that. Give us some details on those.
Well, with the addition of the Baba Yaga house, I thought that would be a great Krampus house. So Baba Yaga house this year will be our Krampus house. And we'll be running that the first weekend of December. And that is the 6th, 7th, and 8th. So we'll have 3 days of that. And then we've always done traditional Christmas. So we're taking up 1 weekend of that. So we'll be doing 1 weekend of Scary Krampus Christmas, and then we'll do 2 weekends of Merry Christmas.
And that is just a separate thing. The Merry Christmas stuff, is that McLaren Farms presents something, Merry Christmas, or how does that work?
Yes, McLaren Farm presents. We have Christmas lights. Major attraction is Hayride, but of course we have a walkthrough in Hayride, and you can do marshmallows and s'mores and see Santa and see Grinch. And we have also, since we have a lot of actors, we also have a lot of actors. You can get to see Olaf and the Yeti. There's so many things. And, you know, we've really based this, it's really driven towards kids, the exact opposite of what's there.
Yeah, you don't want to scare the kids too terribly much at that age. You know, let them get a little older and then hit them with the Krampus, of course. It sounds like it's going to be another great season for you guys. Congratulations on 33 years. And no doubt, you know, when I get out there, I'm just going to be amazed and astonished as always. For people who may be traveling through the area, maybe going leaf watching in the foothills, because right now you really can't get to the mountains, unfortunately. How can people get tickets? Where can people get more information, directions, all that good stuff with websites and social medias for Woods of Terror, just north of Greensboro, North Carolina?
Yeah, log on to woodsofterror.com, and you can see all our dates and all our times. And just letting you know, we have a lot of dynamic pricing, so Sundays is cheaper than Saturdays. And Saturdays is extremely busy, so if you want to come out, there will be a little bit of a wait. Probably would be better if you did Fast Pass or All Access, especially if you're haunt hopping, going to other haunted houses. But woodsofterror.com will give you about all the information you need.
Eddie McLaren is the owner of Woods of Terror. For 33 years, they have been horrifying and terrifying people in the central part of North Carolina. Eddie, again, I wish you nothing but success on this season. And once again, congratulations and thank you for being a brand new sponsor to us here on The Big Scary Show.
All right, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, folks. My name is Drew Badger, and you are listening to The Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out The Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.